Please do not miss the last installation. It shows you the crowd of people waiting for the buses leaving from Los Angeles to the next destination, such as assembly centers or the camps. When they arrived here, they had already abandoned their properties, such as cars and houses, and they were not told where they are going. They were suspended in the vacuum of time and space. In the process of the production, I checked several articles and testimonies for knowing the moment of waiting for the buses, but I recognized most of them were not likely to remember. This is why I focused on archived photography, for understanding the feeling, thoughts, or meaning of the moment through their faces and their actions and so on. Through experiencing the photographs, I started to create scenarios, trying to recreate the moment of these tiny, already discarded memories.
Why did so few incarcerees ever talk about waiting for the buses and trains? Perhaps the memories were deemed unimportant and intentionally not spoken about. Perhaps they were so brief that they simply faded with time. Or perhaps they were so painful that they were buried deep in people's subconscious where they remained. How do we preserve moments in history that lack firsthand accounts? It's possible that, rather than serve as a memorial of the forced removal, Be Here in 1942 is a reflection on what it means to hold and to keep silence, giving just as much honor to the stories that were never spoken about as the ones that were.
The prejudice against the Japanese were so hateful at that time. You know, these horrible things were said about them, and yet our parents, they endured all that. They endured and they still persevered to go forward. And I can't thank my parents enough, and I never got a chance to thank them for that. And I think not only myself, but I think all of us Niseis feel that way about our parents. We never really got to thank them. And so this exhibit, when I see this exhibit, I think that Masaki honors that spirit of Gaman. He honors that spirit of Kodomo no Tameni, which means for the sake of the children, they will endure all this hatred or pain. And for the sake of the children, we will do everything we can to protect them. And I think those kinds of feelings that they had were what made them able to endure the pain. I believe that.